647 at 1110 KBND. And what's happening in sports today? Let's turn to Dave Jarvis.
Thank you, Frank. The energy is building for tomorrow's high school championship game between Mountain View and Sherwood. Mountain View head coach Steve Turner says he's heard from plenty of fans that are planning to head to the game.
I've had a lot of people call and tell me that they're going to be there. Emails from alumni. I know we're going to send two student rooter buses over. We've got a parent rooter bus. Our band is going over, so we should have a pretty good crowd.
Turner says the kids are practicing hard, and he feels that although they face a perennial powerhouse in Sherwood, they'll be ready for the challenge. Turner says he's been a coach at other Oregon schools that have won the championship, so he's well aware of the emotion that goes with the game. And UCLA coach Rick Neuheisel is being realistic. He says he knows the Bruins aren't going to contain Oregon's high-powered offense for 60 minutes. The lame duck coach also says that someone has to make plays if they're going to be competitive. The Ducks are heavy favorites to win the night's Pac-12 title game and the Rose Bowl berth. Now, you can hear both of those games right here on KBND. Tonight's Pac-12 championship game begins at 4. That's the pregame show. Kickoff is set for 5 o'clock. And the Mountain View championship game is tomorrow at 5:25 with a 5:30 kickoff. So go Ducks, go Cougs. Portland Trail Blazers announced their shortened preseason schedule. Blazers will host Utah at 7 p.m. on December 19th, then play the Jazz 2 days later in Salt Lake City. The 66-game regular season is slated to begin on Christmas Day, but the full schedule has not yet been announced. Marshawn Lynch had a pair of touchdown runs, and the Seahawks created 4 turnovers in a 31-14 defeat of the Eagles. Seattle intercepted quarterback Vince Young on Philly's first play from scrimmage in a total of 4 times in the game. Lynch, by the way, finished with 148 yards on 22 carries. And squashing the rumor mill back to the NBA, the Boston Celtics say they have no plans to trade point guard Rajon Rondo. President of basketball operations Danny Ainge told reporters yesterday he intends to keep the team's core together. He's not sure where the trade rumors around Rondo came from.
He's a great player, and there's a lot of people that call me and ask me about Rondo. So how these rumors get out, it's unfortunate, but we didn't leak those rumors out, and we'll deal with it. He'll be fine.
It was reported earlier this week that Boston was considering a trade to the New Orleans Hornets in a deal for point guard Chris Paul. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.